Yeah, you kind of open up the lines to anybody that wants to call in. 844-967-2789. You can bring up any subject. I'm kind of staying away, if you didn't notice, from, you know, Manchin and cinema and, you know, all these people that are supposed to be for the people, and they're actually obstructing them. And this has been going on for a while, but it's just becoming more and more apparent when you don't even stand up against voter suppression against your own party in the state that you run in. You know, I don't think she's too worried about winning her seat or anything. She's probably got some lobbyist job all set up, and she's holding ground because that's how she's going to get the lobbyist job. The same thing with Manchin. I mean, somebody's, what, where's the rest of the party on this guy? Where's the spine in the party if you're not, like, knocking on his door every single day, taking cameras in there and going, hey, what was that again? Can you explain it again, Joel? Why you want to continue to allow the Republicans to obstruct everything, and then, you know, when they take over next time, because that's how you guys do it, you know, then you, with all this voter suppression and everything else, and you can just overturn an election with, you know, a gerrymandered court, basically. You know, all these court appointments are, that's gerrymandered court appointments. They're not even legitimate.
Yeah, everything's 6-3 now, right? Every court decision from the Supreme Court. 6-3, baby. 6-3, every single one of them.
And we're not, you know, it's not, that is a corporate-sponsored Supreme Court, and we can go over that. But, I mean, part of the reason why I was having, you know, I didn't get freaked out by my going to the doctor is because, I mean, this is part of life, right? You know, when people die when they're like 80, I'm like, they didn't die. They lived 80 years. So no matter what I get at this point, I really feel good about the milestone of 60. But that happened because of my grandchildren, which are just so much fun to be around. The innocence and the joy. And we were at the fair, which I think it was the first time for at least two of them. Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones. Who you got?
We got him. We got Wisco Paul calling in.
Wisco Paul. I'm not saying it, you know. Have a good weekend, though.
Okay, see you. Goodbye.
Don't, but feel free to, you know, don't, if somebody feels nervous about, you know, being unpatriotic because of their neighbor or something, just go ahead and celebrate with it. I mean, I'll probably, like, I don't know, maybe my grandchildren want to see the fireworks tomorrow night. And it is going to be the last time I see them in probably quite a while. We're going to be heading down. They're heading back to Georgia for a while anyway. And then from there, I don't know if they want to move up here during winter or anything. Probably not, right?
Well, I like the change of the seasons, although there's sometimes in the winter you go, wow, what am I doing here?
Oh, all the seasons are changing now, brother. Climate change, yeah, baby.
That's what the environment's everything. When you look at the GOP budget in this state, you know what scares the living hell out of me is, yep, for me to imagine. I think Rebecca Clairtish is going to run against Tony, and I couldn't even imagine this state with full Republican control again, because my understanding is in the budget we've got what I call them forever chemicals in the water. And that's one of the greatest resources Wisconsin has, is water. If you look out west, if the way it's going, we'll probably be selling them water. But my understanding is they took the funding to work with this Forever Chemicals and a gentleman you had on last week. He wanted money in there. If I'm messing this up, pizza box.
No, you're not. Hey, you know, that bill about the forever chemicals in the water was all about letting the people off that were responsible for it. And I didn't want to, like, totally rip the guy open, but it didn't do well in the public's view or from Democrats. He took some heat for it, and I don't really care about that politics stuff. You know what I mean? I was giving the guy a chance to side with the people, and, of course, I made it clear that, you know, I'm way left, man. Nothing you guys can do that'll satisfy me, you know.
Well, pizza box isn't the fact of the matter is that I don't care who your assemblyman is. He's going to do what boss tells him to do. They don't have a independent thought in their head. They're going to whatever boss, whatever he wants to do, they're going to do it, and they're going to line up right behind him, unlike the Democrats. So, but I can't stress enough to people, hey, we got the greatest asset in Wisconsin. It's clean water. for goodness sakes, we need to protect it. Because if you look at what the environmental change is out west, it's downright scary pizza box. So with that, thanks for always sticking up for the environment. I appreciate it. You're the fastest hour in radio, man. Take care. Happy 4th, by the way.
Thanks. I've got bad news, though. The water's already been sold. I mean, the high-capacity wells bill that went through years ago. And, I mean, there's not much protecting any of our resources here in Wisconsin after 10 years of slaughter. I actually think Evers is way better than I expected him to be. I mean, way better than Biden as far as that goes, right? Plus, he's not going to be dropping any bombs on anything. But maybe Evers could step up with us and stand against the military jets that are looking to be replaced into those super jumbo whatevers that are just, what a waste of money. Are people really worried about someone attacking our country? Or do they think that if somebody shoots a nuke at us and if we meet theirs in the sky with one of ours, that fallout isn't going to like dust everybody too? I mean, if that's going to happen, it's going to happen, right? And once it does, there's nothing anybody can do about it. But sit here and think that people have that to worry about when they don't even understand that they're running out of water and running out of healthy soil and animals are going extinct and birds are going extinct and insects are going extinct and plants are going extinct. And we're just continuing to fossil fuel our way to the end. And I think they're probably the biggest problem in my world is when you look at everybody that's done the damage, it would have to be the oil and gas industry. And if people knew more about that history, they could go back to the Western days when it really got started, and the cattlemen did the same thing. And of course they ruined our country with that kind of thinking. It just was at such a smaller scale back then, and now it's just full scale everywhere. There's hardly anywhere you can turn without running into some kind of, safety or health issue or social issue. Neighbors said, I mean, wow. The Trump dudes at the carnival yesterday, I mean, they were taking the carnies. It's amazing. They were hitting the basketball hoop that's hard to hit. No, the guy with the Trump hat, he nailed it. Oh, it was so much fun to be there with my grandkids and go on the rides and yell at some of the grandparents that I saw with their kids going, what, are you scared to come on the ride? And they're looking at me like, oh, my God. There's a 60-year-old guy riding bumblebees with his grandkids. We'll be back in a little bit.